Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Macoupin County Fair is underway and livestock shows will be happening every day through Saturday. Macoupin County Fair Board President Brandon Oxley says numbers are up and things are off to a great start.
You know, we've got a great day out here on the fairgrounds. The livestock shows are in full swing. The swine show started this morning with both the open and the junior, the fair hosts, and just prior to those starting, the 4-H open show is being hosted in the barn. Last night, we had cattle moving in. We had sheep moving in. The barns are just absolutely full, and, you know, it's one of those things that it's a great feeling to be on day one where you have barns and exhibit halls that are full of stuff, and then, of course, this evening, we're going to have our annual Twilight Harness Racing, and we've got six races scheduled right now, and as long as that rain holds off in the west until after we get them done, we're going to put on a heck of a show today. So
awesome.
It is a good first day of the Macoupin County Fair.
Wonderful. Well, that's definitely what we like to hear, and I wanted to talk to you some more about all the livestock things happening at Macoupin County Fair this week. As I talk about farming and agriculture for my job with the radio station, that's something that has been dwindling down, but I think Macoupin County still has a pretty good showing and pretty good participation in your livestock events.
You know, we ran the numbers on Monday afternoon when the office closed, and we just wanted to see where we were from last year. Exhibits-wise, throughout the agricultural show, we were up almost 500 exhibits from where we were this time in 2016. And we're very, very proud of that. We're proud of the fact that our fair started out in 1852 as an agricultural show. It was a meet on the Carlinville Square. And they showed off cattle, and they showed off butter, and they showed off some agricultural products. And that holds true all the way through those 165 years right up to the 2017 fair. We've got not only the livestock shows, but if you come in and you go into the exhibit halls, we've got some of the best produce that Macoupin County has to offer, be it cucumbers or cabbage, be it pies or cakes, and quilts and all kinds of things that are homegrown right here in the county. I think it's really important that we keep that history alive. You know, agriculture is a vital part of Macoupin County and a vital part of each of the exhibitors' lives. And we are very proud to be able to show off that type of thing to the fairgoer when they come right out here to the county fairgrounds.
Well, that's really exciting, and Brandon, you can tell, you make me excited because you're so passionate about the fair and all these things going on, so that's awesome, and we hope that this continues. Something else happening this week related to the livestock shows, the junior livestock auction is happening Thursday evening, and this is a big part of the fair as well.
It really is. You know, I got asked here a while back for the folks that handle our Facebook for the fair board. They said, what's your favorite part of the county fair? And my answer to them was absolutely the junior livestock auction. The neat part about the junior livestock auction is they are all Macoupin County junior exhibitors. So they're between the ages of 8 and 18, and those animals were raised in Macoupin County, and they are being shown at the county fair. That qualifies them to be able to sell that animal in the show ring on Thursday night at 6:30 right here on the fairgrounds. And the nice part about the way the junior livestock auction works is the exhibitor gets to show off that animal here on the fair. The buyer gets to bid on that animal on a per-pound basis. And then they have a choice. They can pay 80% of the bid price, and the exhibitor gets to keep that animal and show it for the rest of the year. Or they can say, you know what, I want that animal at the end of the show year. But this is a way for the junior exhibitor to be able to, one, show off what they've raised, and two, it's a way for our county businesses and individuals to be able to give back to those that are still raising livestock here in the county. So it is absolutely my favorite part of the fair to be able to see, you know, the twinkle in that exhibitor's eyes as they see the bids going up right there in the show ring on Thursday night.
Well, I attended last year, and it really is an exciting night because, like you said, it's a time for those hardworking kids to show off what they've done, and they've raised this animal themselves. And you mentioned it's a way for county businesses, local farmers, local families, everybody to come together, attend the auction, and it's just some camaraderie, I think.
There is. You know, the Fair Board, when we look around, we think of this place as home during the days that we're here. But additionally, we look back to the tradition of the fair, and we look at the fact that, you know, there is a family tradition here at the fairgrounds, not just with the Fair Board and not just with some of the vendors that we see every year or the carnival, but there's a camaraderie and a family attitude that takes place when you get to show down in the barns and you get to make new friends from all over the county. I had the opportunity last night to speak with a couple of new exhibitors that this is their first time at a county fair, and they're excited and they were ready to go, and they were spending time down in the hog barn getting everything kind of prepped last night, and to see that excitement in their eyes and to know that they're going to make new friends that may last them a lifetime. And at the same time, they get the opportunity to really work at a trade and be able to raise that animal and be able to see the fruits of their labors. That's what our county fairs are all about. It's really showing off the best of agriculture and giving those opportunities to the junior exhibitors that they may not otherwise get.
Awesome. Well, that's all happening Thursday night at 6:30, and then we've got livestock shows, I believe, going on all the way through Saturday. But, Brandon, as you told me, something new on Saturday, a first time for Macoupin County Fair. You're getting involved with FFA this year.
We are. The Section 15 FFA Agricultural Fair will be hosted here at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And this is a really interesting event. The FFA is generally separate from the county fairs, much like 4-H is, but they've always hosted their events on county fairgrounds. For the last several years, they've been at the Greene County Fairgrounds at Carrollton. This year, the VOAG teachers from throughout the section determined that they wanted to find a new location, and they asked the Macoupin County Fair Board if we would be willing to host them. Of course, we absolutely jumped on that opportunity. That's more exhibitors for us, that's more animals in the barns, and that's more for our fairgoer to be able to experience. When they go down to the barns on Saturday morning, the barns will still have animals in them. But it also gives the opportunity for that FFA exhibitor to be able to come in and show their animal and also earn some reimbursement from the state on premium. If the state allocates that money to the Department of Agriculture, the Section 15 VOAG fairs are able to take some of that and give it back to the kids that are showing.
Well, it sounds like a really exciting event. Looking forward to that on Saturday morning. Brandon, anything that you would like to mention before we wrap up? Times for livestock shows or just a reminder of anything that you're thinking about right now?
Well, you know, I always like to mention if you haven't had the opportunity to see harness racing at the county level, it's some of the most interesting shows that we've got. And harness racing takes place at 6 p.m. tonight in the grandstand. We're going to run six races tonight. There are about 31 horses that registered to come in and run the track here at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. We're really excited about that. Throughout the rest of the week, you're more than welcome to come out during the day and see the agricultural exhibits and as well as the livestock shows. You know, tomorrow on Thursday, we have sheep judging. We have Friday the beef show, and on Saturday we have our open goat show, as well as the Western horse show. And of course, if you're not able to make it out here throughout the week, if you're working because of that short holiday and you got to get back to work, if you come out on Saturday morning and you're here about 8 a.m., you're going to be able to see the horse show, the goat show, you're going to be able to see swine, and you're going to be able to see beef all being exhibited at the same time here on the fairgrounds because of that FFA show and because of the shows that we already have scheduled. So it's a great opportunity to be able to see all that stuff at once on a Saturday morning.
Brandon Oxley, Macoupin County Fair Board President. And a friendly reminder, if you're a farmer and you haven't reported your spring planted crops or CRP acres, you have until July 17th to do so. Failure to report on time will result in a late filing fee. And if you have questions or would like more information, you can contact your local FSA office. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.